Jamil Kochai is an accomplished man. He was born to Afghan parents in a refugee camp in Pakistan. He is now a successful author and Penn Hemingway Award finalist. He credits much of his success to his second grade teacher, Susanna Leung. He spoke with them in August shortly after their reunion at a reading event for his latest book, The Haunting of Haji Hotak, and asked the author how his teacher had helped him.
Oh, I mean, you know, it all starts from the beginning. I grew up in a household that was filled with women who spoke just entirely Pashto and Farsi. And so, you know, I was starting second grade, completely terrified. I didn't know my alphabets. I knew like 10 letters. But that was when I was fortunate enough to meet Mrs. Leung for the first time, who, you know, within the course of a year, by staying with me after school, taught me how to read and write.
Remember a couple of scenes for us, if you can. Of Mrs. Leung helping you out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the main thing that I recall about Mrs. Leung in particular is just the warmth with which she taught. Before then, you know, during kindergarten, I kept getting punished for not understanding or for not obeying directions. And so I think in a way I associated learning or school with punishment. But Mrs. Leung, just, she completely changed that for me.
How long have you been searching for her? What set that off?
Oh, you know, it's been 22 years now. Ever since high school, my parents they kept emphasizing to me, you know, that, you know, you owe this all to Mrs. Leung. You've got to get back in touch with Mrs. Leung. And so I started scouring the internet. I looked up her name. Unfortunately, I didn't know Susanna's first name at the time. And so I was typing in Mrs. Leung. I went back to my elementary school. I asked them. I hit a dead end there. I went back to the district office. So it was probably around, you know, my 20s or so that I just sort of gave up on the search. And then in 2019, when my first novel came out, I ended up writing this essay. And in the essay, I mentioned Mrs. Leung and how important she was to my development as a reader and as a writer. And you know, lo and behold, the essay somehow it got to her. But it wasn't until I was doing a reading event for The Haunting of Haji.
Well, let me hold on to that thought.
Absolutely.
We're joined now by Susanna Leung. Thank you very much for being with us, Mrs. Leung.
Oh, thank you, Scott, for having me.
So how did you hear about this brilliant student?
Well, I was in my neurologist's office, and she said, "You're a teacher. Did you teach in West Sac?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, I have this article from this young man, and it's probably about you."
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I was floored.
Yeah.
And when I saw who it was, I mean, of course, he looks nothing like he did then. He was just this little guy and he had needs. And I was fortunate enough to be able to fulfill them.
What was that first phone conversation like?
Well, Jamil's dad got on the phone. I started to cry because he was just so grateful. And, you know, I can't. Words can't express.
Oh, boy. You were making an appearance in Davis, California. Scores of people turned out to applaud this fantastically successful author. Who did you see?
Well, you know, it's funny because when I first went up to introduce the book, I hadn't recognized her. It wasn't until after. And I have to admit, it was that same sense of just immediate warmth and kindness. You know, it was like a 7-year-old Jamil hugging his second grade teacher again, and that's what it felt like.
I was blown away. He's gotten bigger. That guy, little guy, turned into a wonderful man that writes beautifully. Just writes beautifully.
Yeah. Mrs. Leung, what's important to being a good teacher, do you think?
I think passion. If you don't have passion for it, it's a tough job. If you have passion for it, it's heaven.
What's it like for you, Mr. Kochai, to be able to personally thank this person? You know, we get, I don't know, 20, 30 teachers in our lives.
To me, it feels like a miracle. I don't know what else to call it. Mm-hmm. It was just this tremendous surprise. And it felt, you know, I'm a writer, so I dabble in stories all the time. And so it just felt like the perfect ending to this long story.
This has the makings of a great memoir, doesn't it?
I think so.
If anybody can do it justice, you can.
Thank you.
Jamil Jan Kochai and his former teacher, Susanna Lung. Who knows who you'll meet along the road next, Mr. Kochai?
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. And Mrs. Lung, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for literature.
Oh, thanks.